everyone, welcome back. Today we're tackling something that trips up so many people during a move: packing the bedroom. You know, it sounds simple, but it's actually one of the trickiest rooms. Have you ever opened a box in your new place and had no idea what was inside?
Oh, absolutely. And bedrooms hold so much more than just clothes, right? We're talking jewelry, fragile decor, bulky furniture. I remember my first move. I just threw everything in boxes, and, well, let's just say I won't be doing that again.
Sounds intriguing. So, today we're breaking down the FAQ format, step-by-step tips straight from moving experts. Let's start at the very beginning. What's the first move when tackling bedroom packing?
Decluttering, hands down. Before you even think about boxes, sort everything into three piles: keep, donate, and discard. This is huge because it reduces what you're actually moving, which can save you time and even lower costs.
Right, and it's especially important with clothing. I mean, how many of us have shirts we haven't worn in years?
Exactly. Moving experts suggest trying things on. If it doesn't fit, doesn't match your style anymore, or shows serious wear, like stains or fraying, it's time to let it go. And honestly, do you really need 15 plain black t-shirts? I found 12 once in my own closet. Turned out, I only ever wore 2 of them.
Ha, 12 is impressive. Fair point, though. Okay, so you've decluttered. Now, what supplies do you actually need for packing a bedroom efficiently?
You'll want various box sizes: small, medium, and definitely wardrobe boxes for hanging clothes. Then, grab bubble wrap, stretch wrap, packing tape, packing paper, and mattress covers. Oh, and don't forget markers for labeling and tools like screwdrivers for furniture disassembly.
Mm-hmm, good list. So when you're ready to start packing, where do you begin? Guest bedrooms first or your own?
Always start with guest bedrooms if you have them. Then move to your personal bedroom, packing the least used items first. Think seasonal clothing, spare linens, decorative pieces. Save the everyday essentials for last so you can still function normally leading up to moving day.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And labeling is critical, right? What should go on each box?
Definitely label clearly with the room name, a box number like 1 of 5, the contents, say winter clothing or books, and the destination address. You can even tape a detailed inventory list inside one of the flaps for easy reference without digging through everything. That clear labeling system really saves you later.
That point about clear labeling sets up our next piece: handling specific items like clothes and fragile decor. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Planning a move in California? Got2Move has been providing professional, local, and long-distance moving services since 2004, specializing in smooth relocations between San Francisco, Los Angeles, the Bay Area, and San Diego. Their experienced team handles everything from packing and furniture disassembly to safe transport, including free wardrobe boxes and full unpacking services. Find out more at got2move.com.
Picking up on that clear labeling, how do you handle wardrobe items specifically? What's the best method for clothes?
Wardrobe boxes are your best friend. You leave clothes on hangers and just transfer them straight to your new closet. No wrinkles, no fuss. For a budget option on local moves, you can slip garbage bags over segments of hanging clothes. For folded items, pack heavier pieces like jeans and sweaters at the bottom, lighter stuff on top.
I've heard about the military roll method too. Is that legit?
Oh yeah, it's great for casual and stretchy fabrics. Rolling saves space and minimizes wrinkles. And here's a tip: t-shirts can double as padding for non-fragile items. Just note which box you used them in so you don't lose track.
Smart! Now, what about valuable items like jewelry? Should those go in the moving truck?
No way. Move expensive jewelry personally in your own car to avoid loss or theft. Wrap pieces in bubble wrap or their original pouches and keep them in a jewelry box or a compartmentalized container like a craft storage box.
I see. Go on. And what about fragile decor? Picture frames, mirrors, that sort of thing?
Wrap each fragile item carefully in bubble wrap or tissue paper. Then place it in a small box with packing material filling the gaps. For mirrors and photo frames, put corrugated paper or small bubble wrap over the glass, add corner protectors, and stack them vertically on their edges in the box. Always mark these boxes fragile on the top and at least two sides. Protecting fragile items this way prevents damage, and proper protection really makes the difference.
Good to know. So to everyone listening, don't skip that labeling step. It really protects your stuff. Now, let's talk furniture. How should you prep a bed frame or dresser?
Disassemble anything that can come apart. Bed frames, for example. Take them down and put all screws, nuts, and bolts into a labeled bag. Then attach that bag to a recognizable piece of the furniture so you don't lose the hardware. It makes reassembly way easier.
Right. And what about the mattress itself?
Clean it first, then slide it into a mattress bag or box. This protects it from dirt, moisture, and tears during the move. You can secure it with straps or rope for extra safety.
Perfect. Before we wrap up, let's touch on unpacking. Any strategies to make that process smoother once you're in the new place?
Absolutely. First, prepare an essentials bag for the first 24 to 48 hours. Clothing, toiletries, medications, phone charger, that kind of thing. This way, you're not frantically rummaging through boxes on day one. Then, use that color-coded or numbered labeling system we talked about earlier to prioritize which boxes to unpack first.
And if you labeled everything well, unpacking should be a breeze, right? You know exactly what's where.
Exactly. Unpack room by room, starting with essentials. If you left clothes in dresser drawers and just secured them with wrap, you can slide those drawers right back in. For wardrobe boxes, hang everything up immediately. It's efficient and keeps things organized from the start.
I love that. One last thing. Any final piece of advice for someone about to pack their bedroom?
Don't overpack boxes, especially with heavy items like books. Use smaller boxes for those to prevent damage and lifting injuries. And, remember, moving is a process. Give yourself time, stay organized, and don't hesitate to ask for help or consider professional packing services if it feels overwhelming.
Fantastic advice. Well, that wraps up our bedroom packing FAQ. Thanks so much for walking us through this step by step.
My pleasure. Happy moving, everyone.